in Sunday school classes. Let's turn in our hymn book as we worship the Lord. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus, which is on page number 164. If anyone out in the hallway can turn off the sound system, that'd be great. The CD player out there, that'd be great. 164. Hello. Welcome. Nothing but the blood. Let's all stand together if you're physically able to. 164. Stay seated. The Lord knows your infirmity. 164. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. 164. What's my part in this I see? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing is my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What's the only thing that can wash our heart and make us clean from sin, from the sinful thoughts, the sinful words we say, the sinful actions we do, the sinful sinful attitude we have? What is the only thing that can make us pure again?
God.
Good God. What about God? What did God give?
He woke us up this morning.
Very good.
Well,
he didn't wash us unless we first have to do what?
Pray.
Well, not necessarily. Yes, Holly. Good. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. So only the blood of Jesus can wash away our sin. And so when did you get that? When was the first time you got the blood of Jesus? Anybody tell us? When was that? Yes, Mrs. Wright. The day you got saved, that was the first time the blood of Jesus was appropriated to your heart, washed away all your sins. Now, is that good enough for the rest of your life to just think back on that day? No, every day we need cleansing, right? That got us into heaven. That was our ticket to heaven, was getting the blood of Jesus on our behalf. But now we need cleansing daily by confessing our sins. So let's sing that third verse.
Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord that in his blood that we are cleansed and forgiven every day. Let's sing that fourth verse.
This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Let us bow together in prayer this morning as we come to the Lord for cleansing, for forgiveness. Let's make that a part of our daily prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You are a great loving Heavenly Father, that you have showered upon us your blessing today, that you've woken us up, that you've gotten us on our way, that you've gotten us out to church. We thank you for health and strength to be able to do that. We pray for those who were not able to come today. Pray just put your healing touch in their bodies. Lord, I pray for Roy in the hospital. Pray for Susie's brother in the hospital. We pray for any others, Lord. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your Son Jesus and his shed blood on the cross of Calvary that washes away all our sin. We thank you that he has washed away all our sin, past, present, and future, at the moment of our salvation, that when we called on the Lord for salvation and we repented of our sins and believed on him, that he came in and washed our sins away as far as the east is from the west. Lord, now help us to stay close to you in fellowship as we walk with you daily, Lord. And I pray you'd bless now this time as we look into your word, that you'd speak to our hearts, quicken us, help us to just love you and learn more about you. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may stay standing for our pledges. Come on up, pledge leaders, as we have our pledges. Anyone want to help us? The teens, kids, can come up next to the American flag, the Christian flag. Or bring your Bible up. All right, go ahead, girls. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
Christian Bible School.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Thank you. You may be seated. This time we'll have our Sunday school offering as we give to God this morning of our tithes and offerings to him. It's a blessing to be able to give back to God a portion of that which he has given to us. And we'll ask our ushers to come at this time. God says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He says that, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God wants to give us those great and mighty things if we will just call upon him, and he will give them to us. So we'll have our ushers come at this time as we give to the Lord of our tithes and offerings to God. Let us bow together in prayer. Amen. All right, this time we'll ask to see if there's any birthdays or anniversaries this coming week. Anybody with a birthday or anniversary? Yes, Therese. The 12th. Is she coming today? All right, we'll pray for Julia on her birthday. Maybe we can get a card around for her so we can do that. Let's pray especially for Renee Wilkes at this time. I'm going to ask Brother Danny to come and help take a prayer request. Renee, how's she doing, Cheryl? Oh no. To her bone?
Yeah.
Oh no.
She's having trouble breathing. We put her on the respirator.
Oh boy. Okay, she's down in Florida. What city down there?
Lakeland,
okay. Let's pray for Sister Renee. She knows the Lord, so that's the good thing. She's in God's hands.
Amen.
Let's pray for her healing. That she's a dear friend of the church. Yes, Patty. Okay. Upper and lower abdomen. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's pray for her. David. Okay. Yes. Good. Jimmy. Take the prayer request for us this morning, and I'm going to ask the kids and teens to come with me in the other room. We're going to practice for your Christmas program. We're going to have a live nativity drama, and the kids are going to sing a couple songs. So we're going to practice with the kids and teens at this time. I'm going to ask Danny to come. It's good to have the Hodges back with us.
Amen.
We missed them very much while they were gone for a week and a half down there in the islands. And you didn't, the sunshine, we wanted the sunshine today from the islands, you know, the 80 degrees, 70 degrees down there? 85. Oh, that must be nice. They came to the harsh chilliness of South Jersey. Come on up, Brother Danny. And so let's praise the Lord the Hodges are back safely. Maybe they can share an update about that. Here you go. You can write down the prayer request. All right, teens and kids. Yes, Zara, you have a prayer request? Yes, we actually were in Walmart last night and met the cousin of the baby, the 8-year-old that got shot in the neck at the Pleasantville High School football game on Friday night. We met the cousin yesterday. He told us about it, and so we said we'd be praying. So let's pray for the 8-year-old, and then the man who got shot as well at the Pleasantville football game. Yeah, they got the guys who did it. So, crazy.
Right over here.
All right. Any others? Okay. Any other prayer requests? Yes, TJ.
Yeah.
tonight. Yeah, pray for TJ and Daniel and whoever else is getting their driver's test. Good.
All right, hands and hips.
Starting a new job, or they're...
Yes, they're starting a new job. And they're doing well, but it's difficult when you're the new person.
Yes.
And you're trying to learn everything. But so far, so good with the help of the Lord.
Good. Good to know. Anyone else?
Praying for my staff.
Your staff. All right, thank you. Yes.
We have great keeping the gun boxes off the streets.
Yeah.
Crazy on the streets.
Egypt and?
Egypt will be a Lucas.
Just for Egypt.
EGYPT.
Yes.
Really? New promotion?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, nice. Congratulations. Which ones are you looking for?
It doesn't matter, just give me 3 or 4. I think you should give two questions, which you also not 1 or 2.
Not 1 or 2. Yeah, he didn't set down the regulations there. So. Okay. Let's see, we have. Got Eric's sister and family and staff.
Okay, Eric. Staff and family, I think so.
Yes. And we got Carl's wife. Carl's wife?
Carl?
Yes. James, staff members is having a baby.
All done?
No, we're actually splitting up the prayer request with Mr. Hodge here.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're supposed to not take more than 2. I didn't realize that. So we had quite a few extras.
Oh, okay. 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 So Mr. Hodge is taking some, and you're taking the rest?
Yeah.
But I can take some, too. Okay. Okay, yeah, that sounds fine. All right, yes, your teens are in there. All right, let us go to prayer at this time. Brother Danny, why don't you start?
You would bless her in this birthday that she's having, and also as well for Jonathan, who just had his 15th birthday this past week.
Amen.
Continue to bless him as well, and the things that he's doing in school and in his life.
life, Lord. Always be with them, Lord, and bless them and help them, guide them on in your ways. Lord, also Renee Woods, the infection that she's got in her body, the infirmity, and Lord, that you would provide that healing that only you can provide, Lord. And you are the mighty doctor that can provide miracles that humans cannot, Lord. And we put that need in your hands, Lord, and ask that you would provide that healing, Lord. We also ask for Patty, who's got some relatively bad news with these chemo treatments and cancer coming back, her tumor, Lord, that, Lord, you know what's going on in her body, Lord, and ask that you provide a special healing for her as well, that you can remove these infirmities from her, Lord, and you see her heart and her desire, passion to be here as well, Lord, and to worship you, Lord, and give her that opportunity, Lord, and give her good hope that she could continue here many more years serving in your house, Lord.
Amen.
For Noel as well, he's got a virus, Lord, and provide some health for him and clearing up that situation, Lord. We also ask for this past week with the football game, Lord, and the victim of that senseless violence, oh Lord, and what this world is coming to in these later times. We ask, oh Lord, that you be with that family and that you would just bring out an awakening, Lord, for all this situation, Lord, that people would come to knowledge and recognition that they need you, Lord, and they would bring you back into our lives and always keep you present, Lord, and not turn our backs to you and not walk away from you, not turn from you, Lord, but rather embrace you, Lord, and follow your statutes and your ways, Lord. We also ask for this weekend, Lord, and the weather, that you could provide good weather so the work on the vans could be accomplished. Lord, Eric's sister, family, and staff, and family, Lord, and you would continue to bless them and give them health. Sister that's in the hospital, help her as well. Provide some health for her body as well, Lord, and continue to be with Eric as he comes out here to the meetings as well. We ask for James and his family and his staff that's having a baby boy. Lord, continue to be a blessing in James' life and as he walks forward as well in his daily activities. Yes, Father, also remember Carl's wife who's needs some strength, Lord. She's in the program there, and Carl misses her, and would love her to be home again and be reunited. And we ask that you would show mercy onto him as well, Lord, that they could be together, and you could bring her back home, Lord. And if she's not saved, that you could provide that salvation for her as well.
Amen.
We thank you and bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray you'd also be with James and staff member Rachel, as she's having this baby soon. Pray you bless her with a healthy baby, that this baby would get saved in early age as you tarry. And pray you'd also be with Marquise for knowledge at work, that you would just bless him. And be with Brianna, Ebonite, Turquoise, Colby, and the whole family, Lord. And pray you'd be especially with Renee at this time. Just put your healing hands upon her and this infection in her bone. And I pray you'd be with Egypt, Ruby, Lucas for their new house. Lord, I pray you just help them and to help Egypt to get a new place. And Ruby and Lucas, Lord, and bless them and bless our family and bless Dominique and her promotion. Lord, we thank you for just providing their needs as well, Lord, and they're getting what they need, Lord. We thank you. And we know there's a direct result of them being faithful to you and doing what you would have her do as leader of the home and spiritual and physical leader, Lord. We thank you for her. Pray you bless now this time in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing to Jonathan for his 15th birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you didn't even tell us, Brianna. Come on, you're quiet now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brianna. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. All right, how old are you now? 20 years old. Wow.
You have a baby face, so people often think you're younger, right? Okay, all right. What are you thankful to God for on your birthday?
Parents that love you. Amen. All right, let's turn to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers 14, we're looking at attitudes, how to have Christian attitudes in a world that has bad attitudes. How to have Christian attitudes in a world that has bad attitudes. How do we do it? Well, and only with the Lord's help. Only with the Lord's help can we live for Him. So let us look at this. Numbers 14, we're coming off what we learned 2 weeks ago, that the spy, last week we had a missionary, and he preached in Sunday school. 2 weeks ago, the spies came back. 10 of them gave a what report? Bad report. Negative, evil report of the land. They said, the land is going to swallow us up. How many have ever seen dirt swallow you up? Okay. No, it doesn't happen that way. That they exaggerated. They thought evil. They gave all kinds of excuses why God wasn't gonna give them the land. They were just cowards. And so we see bad attitudes and complaining. Okay, Numbers 14, verse 1. Okay, someone read for us 1 through 5. 1 through 5. Numbers 14. Okay, Danny. Okay, what was the bad attitudes here?
Complaining.
Complaining, good. What's the words that are used there for complaining? What is it?
Like a pity
party. Yes. Pity party. Okay, anything else? Any other notes there to make? Verses 1 through 5. They murmured. What does murmur sound like? You say it. Murmur. What does murmur sound like? Yeah, whining, complaining. Sure enough, it's a word that sounds like what it is. Murmur. So and we should catch ourselves this week. Anytime someone you hear someone complaining, say murmur. Okay? And you know what that's gonna do? It's gonna draw their attention. Wait, what am I doing? Yeah. Tomorrow morning you wake up. Oh, it's raining outside. Murmur. Call them on it, and then they'll say, "Wait, you're right." You know, or call yourself on it. You know, after you complain to your friend about, "Oh, the coffee was bad." Murmur. All of a sudden you say, okay, yeah, you're right. You know what? We find out we complain a lot more than we even realize. Whereas God didn't save us to and give us a brand new life and you know, preparing mansions up in heaven and all the beautiful things we had to look forward to. He didn't save us to complain. He saved us to serve. He saved us to be a blessing. And you know what? When we live up to our status as children of God that help others, that's when we feel the most happy and most successful.
when we complain and murmur and just whine, you know, that's when we feel the most miserable, right? So let's do the lifting up. Let's do the edifying of people this week. And not if it's a bad thing, don't even say it, you know. Better to hold our tongue, okay? Would to God we had died in the land of Egypt. Okay, yeah, sounds like a pity party to me. Okay, they murmured, there was a pity party. Oh, we should have died as slaves. Boy, that's really encouraging, right?
They were ungrateful.
Very ungrateful. God literally led them out of Egypt, plundering the Egyptians. Literally, they were throwing their diamond rings and necklaces and gold, and they were throwing their wealthy spices at them as they were leaving. Does that sound like, you know, okay, you want to give me that? Sure, okay.
And they were in bondage.
Yeah, they were in bondage. They were getting whipped every day. They were getting scourged, but all they remembered was, they didn't remember the whip. All they remembered was the leeks and onions, you know. That must have been some pretty good vegetables and herbs to just remember the leeks and onions and not remember the whipping, you know. But that's human nature. We often put, you know, we remember back in the past part of our life at only the good things that happened at a certain time. But we totally block out the bad things that were happening at the same time. And then we think, if only I could go back into that time period. But you know what? If we, even if God could somehow pull us back into that time period, then we'd remember, oh, wait, things weren't perfect then either. We have to be content, as Paul said, as he's in jail, he's writing, he said, in whatsoever state I am therewith, to be content. That's the secret of happiness in the Christian life. Yes, Myra?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they only remember the good, and there's like maybe 2 episodes of good to 10 episodes of bad. So how, like, what does that fall on? I mean, other than insanity, but I can't say insanity because
yes,
it's a desire to be loved. I mean, I don't get it. I'm trying to understand it.
Yes. Pretty much it just goes back to we have a jaded view, jaded perspective, where we only see the good and not what else was going on in our life at that time. And, you know, it happens to all of us at different times. But, yes, yeah, some people have it acutely, where it's literally their whole mind says, if only I could just be back in that situation again. But that will literally hold us back for the rest of our life from doing God's will today. And you will never find happiness. If those people who are only looking back to the golden year, so to speak, they will never find happiness today and satisfaction with God. And therefore, they're going to be miserable this week. Why? Because they're always looking back to this mythical time when they didn't have any problems. It didn't exist. It never will exist. So let us be doing the opposite emotions and attitudes. Listing out our blessings. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Instead of having a pity party, have thankfulness. Instead of being ungrateful, be content with such things as we have. Right? Okay, let's keep reading. So now Moses, they said, let us return to Egypt. Let's make a captain and return to Egypt. Wow, that's pretty bold and brash. What kind of attitude is that? Okay, prideful, we can call it prideful rebellion. That is just direct rebellion against God. That here they are saying, let's make us a captain. Wait, who? God already gave them a great captain. Moses. He's been so good to them. You know, with all their complaining, Moses has been praying to God, Lord, don't strike them dead, please, you know, for your sakes, you know. So Moses has been the perfect mediator, so to speak. Moses is a picture of our prayer life. That as we pray for those people and ourselves, that's what Moses did. Moses said, Lord, you know, yeah, they really sound bad today, Lord, but remember what you did in Egypt. Remember how with that great mighty hand you brought them out. Remember what you did at the Red Sea. Remember how you fed us with manna. Remember, and if you strike them all now, the nations surrounding, as they're watching and looking at Jehovah God, the only one who can do all these great and mighty things, as their idols are doing nothing for them, what will they think if you strike them dead? And so now, would God have actually struck them dead? No, because that would have gone against his promises. But what is it? It's a test for Moses. It's a test for Moses, and it's literally a test for all of us, so that we see how powerful prayer is. Moses' prayers, literally going to God saying, "Lord, this is what you did. Remember all this, and Lord, so just be forgive." You know, that's literally a picture of what Jesus has done. Moses is a picture of Jesus as our high priest, literally coming between us and God, saying, "No, please, Lord, don't strike them dead." That's literally what Jesus did. No, Lord, they deserve hell. And yes, you as the righteous Heavenly Father, holy, holy, holy and perfect, demand perfection. And yes, they can only come to you perfect, but I will stand between them and you. And so literally, here's Jesus being our mediator. So Moses is a picture of Jesus. And Moses is then also a picture of our prayer life. Think of our unsaved family members. If we're not praying for them, who is? No one. No one cares except us. You as a child of God, you may be the only Christian in your family. Or maybe you're the only one who's living for God currently right now. Boy, that'd be a bad thing if no one in your family was praying right now. But it's not true. You're praying. Okay, so you are literally standing in the gap between God and your family. God and your friends. God and whoever it is you're praying for, and you are standing in the gap for them, just like Moses was standing in the gap as an intercessor. So it's a beautiful picture of how powerful prayer is. Verse 6, who would like to read 6 through 10? 6 through 10. Numbers 14, 6 through 10. Myra?
Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of
Jephunneh. That's pretty amazing what's happening here. So Joshua is now doing the exact opposite of them. Instead of murmuring, he's listing out the blessings of the land. Instead of having a pity party, he's thanking God for all that God's going to do. Instead of being ungrateful, he's content. And he's saying, wow, God's put us in this great position. Instead of prideful rebellion, he's having humble obedience. Joshua literally means what? Yeshua in Hebrew. What is Yeshua? It's the Old Testament name of someone very famous in the New Testament. Very good. Jesus. Yeshua is Jesus in Greek, which means Jesus, which is Jesus. Yesu. And so literally means God. In the Old Testament, Joshua means Yeshua. God saves. Yeh is Jehovah saves. So literally, Joshua means Jehovah saves. That's who Jesus is. Jehovah Sus is S-U-S. That means saves in the Greek language. So literally, Jesus and Joshua are synonymous. And so sure enough, we see Joshua standing in the gap, just like Jesus stood in the gap for us. And he's saying, no, let's humbly obey the Lord, and we will destroy our enemies. because their defense is departed from us. And sure enough, Joshua then, the next 40 years, what'd he do? After these 40 years of wilderness wanderings, he's only about 40 right now. After this 40 years of wilderness wanderings, what did Joshua do? He's actually about 20-something. He's a young man. He's in his 20s. He led them, 40 years later, he led them in conquest of the land, and they destroyed all the enemies. Sure enough, Joshua lives up to his name. Okay, what can we learn from this? As they're stepping up to stone him with stones. At times, people want to do that to God, right? Our friends. You claim to love the Lord. Well, let me tell you what. That God's not, he's not doing anything for me anymore. And they're ready to just stone God. What can we do to help show them, wait, that's stupid what you're doing. You're just because something bad happened to you, instead of responding and saying, oh, Lord, please forgive me, I'm sorry, you're now going to take it out on God because of your stupid decision? Are you kidding me? You know? That's literally what Joshua is trying to do for Israel. Stop being stupid. Okay? Any thoughts, comments, questions on this? Atheists. How many have a friend who's an atheist? Okay? That's exactly what they've done. They are mad at God. In their heart of hearts, are they really atheists? No. They know there's a God. They look outside every day. They say, wait, no, we didn't do this. Man didn't make the trees come up. Man didn't make the ground appear. Okay, so they know in their heart of hearts there is a God. So what are they doing?
Rebelling.
They're just doing this thing. Any thought? What were you going to say, Cheryl? Yes. Yes. So our opposite attitudes is going to attract them. They're trying to just amass a bunch of friends that are atheists. But in their heart of hearts, they know, wait, that's not the answer. So by us being gentle Christians that are grateful, they're thankful, all of a sudden, what's that going to do to them? It's going to blow their mind. Yes, what were you going to say, Mike?
I do know people that don't believe in God because they haven't anything like, I've known Christians, and it's not, you know, it just is what it is. Where, you know, they see the drug addict walk by or a prostitute, and I've seen it. And they'll pull their purses and turn their face. So when you have a concept that Jesus is supposed to be God-loving people, but they're shunning you before you even walk into the door, then it kind of makes it hard to believe in a loving God,
yes,
because that's not what's being displayed.
And
I've known homes where they teach their kids to believe in darkness from when they're young.
Yes.
So they really, you know, don't mention God.
That's true.
You know, and I had an encounter with someone who was in their 40s and, you know, might have heard people conversing on a bus with each other maybe about God, but they had never been talked to about God at all.
Wow.
And they were in their 40s, so, you know, they didn't have TV, they didn't have a phone. You know, I know for 8 years I didn't see cable or have their own. It's just not something I was into.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it depends. A lot of the responsibility falls on how we display ourselves as Christians. Because I have seen it, and I had a streetwalker come up and tell me herself, oh, please, but I said, you know, don't you understand the Lord knows? And he's like, the Lord. What, like those people over there that are serving the Lord?
Yes, at times Christians can be hypocrites.
For 10 years, she walked up and down these streets. Not one time
did anybody
give her
exactly. That's why we need to always have tried them and be ready to give them to everybody, whether it's somebody who's dressed real nice or whether it's somebody who's not dressed nice. We need to give them a tract and say, hey, you know the Lord loves you. He wants to save you from your You know, I try to give them out wherever I go, whether I'm at the bank or whether I'm on the streets, you know, going to somewhere in Atlantic City, maybe going to an errand. You know, try to give them out everywhere we go. Why? Because people, all walks of life need, as we were going up to do a Bible study in TJ's apartment there, 101 Fort Buck, Atlantic City, some people that looked like they had like a little stash getting ready to do a drug deal, you know. How do you feel safe in a situation like that? Give them a tract. Yeah, hey, here you go. Here's the good news of the gospel. How you can know Jesus as your Savior. You know what it does? Disarms the person and say, wow, somebody loves me, you know. And they're going to think twice about doing that drug deal because someone has just approached them now. Hey, there is a God. He does love you. And that one day we are going to be accountable for our actions. So let's think twice about this and let's turn to God. You know? And so I feel totally safe no matter what city, what situation I'm in. Why? Because I'm in the center of the Lord's will. And hey, I got tracts in my pocket. I got a Bible in my arm. You know, that's the safest place to be is with God. You know, and criminals don't mess with you if you got a Bible in your arm. They don't. They don't want to be on the bad side of God. You ladies who have been accosted over the years, you know, and their purse taken. One lady said, no, you don't want my purse. She's holding on to her purse. You don't want my purse because Jesus is watching out for me. Jesus is watching over me. And all of a sudden, the guy says, you know what? And he lets the purse go. He runs away. You know? It's amazing the way God protects people that are in God's will. You know? That we don't have to be afraid of any situation. And hey, if the Lord allows them to take our life, then you know what? Then that was meant to be. But most, 99% of the time, we will be untouched and right where God wants us. Any other comments? Cheryl. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Be prayed up, and God will protect you. And read the scripture. God will protect you. Eric? Fighting against God, but we pray for them that eventually they realize, hey, there is a God and that he loves them. All right, let us close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to be reminded of the good attitudes that you have given and displayed for us through your word, through the many men and women of the faith who have been our heroes. And one day we're going to meet them, and we look forward to that day, Lord. And I pray you just help us to display such Christ-like attitudes as Jesus would to our loved ones, to our family, to our friends, to those around us so that they can see Jesus in us and not complain and not murmur and not rebel, Lord. We know that rebellion only makes things worse in our lives. Lord, help us to obey and humbly obey you in whatever you're doing in our lives this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, let us keep praying for all them those we're praying for too, the Pleasantville High School victims as well as Renee down in Florida. All right, we'll be back in 10 minutes. There's coffee and pretzels in the other room.